go. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Woo! Hello, welcome to the catch up.
Hey guys, my name's Josiah. That's Ellie.
My name's Ellie.
Now we had a busy show today, a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, a bit of everything. We were just saying that. As soon as we got off air, we were like, whoa, that was a real roller coaster of a show.
I know. There's a couple of chats that you can see in our channel because we are in a code red today and fire emergency, we're on high alert. So we did cover off a lot of that throughout the show. But we did have some fun as well. We solved another one of life's mysteries. Do blind people turn the lights on at night?
It was a fascinating chat.
We got a blind person on to reveal all.
Yeah. We also spoke about whether you want to date your dad or not, which sounds weird, but it'll make more sense when you hear it.
And some of the calls we got were out of control.
Really fascinating stuff. So many fascinating things in today's podcast.
Greta Thunberg, she is a time traveler from over 120 years ago. There is a new conspiracy during the rounds, and it's safe to say the majority are on Team Josiah with this one.
It's safe to say that was the non-fascinating part of today's podcast.
Ellie wasn't on board, but the rest of the Golden Valley were on with Josiah.
No, conspiracies suck. Anyway, you enjoy the catch-up. If you are in the region that is in a code red fire danger safety rating, so I hope you've kept cool. We will hopefully speak to you tomorrow, provided we make it through the day. Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
It is everybody's favourite game for a Thursday, where I solve one of life's mysteries. Today is a very interesting one. Do blind people turn the lights on? Because I tell you what, if you're blind and listening right now, your electricity bill would be a lot better than the common person.
Yeah, no, it's a good point and something you never really think about.
And so every week when I do this topic or this segment, Ellie, I like to do a bit of research. And you know how I reach out to certain people and they give us quotes?
I do.
Today's is no wonder. So I've got on the line right now Stevie Wonder. Are you there? Oh, sorry, not Stevie Wonder. It's Nathan from Shep. Morning, mate.
Right
ends on. Now you're you are blind, and you also met through producer Brooke's Tinder. Is that true?
Yes, that is indeed correct. Yes, I am blind. As for the light thing, I don't turn lights on.
What? So this
at all.
Okay, so that's the mystery solved right there. So at night, you don't need any
thanks,
lights
Nathan,
on.
Bye.
No, actually, at night, you just keep the lights off, and then you sweet, like, because why waste electricity? But it's weird because I have had a massive bill from, even with the lights off, my bill was $381 for some reason. I'm not sure why. I live by myself, but it was still that high.
Is that just electricity or is it like bundled in with gas and stuff?
No, just electricity.
Wow.
That's huge. Hey, Nathan, are you 100% blind? Because someone with sight, I'm picturing it, what you see is what we see with our eyes shut. Is that right?
Essentially, yeah. It's a little bit different, but that's I guess, the main gist of it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And can I ask, are you actually blind or are you just blind drunk?
Both on a Friday night, not quite the second one now.
Now, were you born like this or is it something you developed in your later years or how does it work?
I used to be able to see a little bit out of one of my eyes, my right eye, like enough to get around, and then I sort of lost it around 10 years ago. So I used to be able to see a little bit, so I'm able to see colours and I know what lights look like, which is, which
really?
Is probably a
That's
good
cool.
thing.
And can I ask, so if you don't need lights at night, obviously, because you are legally blind, how hard is it to walk around your house and move around and stuff like that if you can't see?
You get used to it. You learn where things are and I personally have quite a few systems for different things, so I know where everything is.
So do you walk a lot slower? Because when I'm shutting my eyes or if I'm in the dark, you know, I'm feeling around. Obviously, I'm not used to it to see where things are and you end up getting a dead leg from hitting the table or something like that. Do you just walk normal and just know that well?
Oh, that's the worst when it happens. But yeah, generally walk pretty normal because, like, you get used to where everything is, so you just sort of map it out in your head where things are.
Do you lose stuff often? I've always wondered this, you know, like small stuff in particular, like say you've got a necklace or something and you put it down. Do you make, like, what system do you use to be able to find it again?
You can, but it's just a matter of knowing where you put things, which I'm not always the good thing, especially on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Can imagine. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for joining me for the segment. And I'm calling Ellie. Another one of life's mysteries just been solved.
Oh, Josiah. And I have to say, I feel like this is the first time that you've done actual research and actually spoken to someone without firing off an email to Harvard, which is what you usually do.
Well, Stevie Wonder, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you. Rattins on the wow.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Speaking of producer Brooke, we learnt something about producer Brooke this week, and that is that she refers to men as daddies. This is her on the show yesterday.
She's looking for a daddy, if anyone's listening.
And what did we establish a daddy was?
Just a guy.
Okay, yeah. So a daddy isn't necessarily someone with kids.
No.
We're learning about the youth of today on the show.
So what, if you say, I need a daddy, you're just talking about
a dude. Just a guy, yeah. Okay.
So apparently kids these days are using the term daddy, just like, oh, I want to go out and find a daddy and just kiss them.
I wish I was young once again. 29, I feel like I've passed it, but I'm happy to be called a daddy if I have to be.
Well, you're not a daddy. Brooke's with us now. Is Josiah a daddy?
Look, no. Hang on.
If I'm a bloke, doesn't that mean I'm a daddy?
Okay, I feel like I need to explain this a little bit.
Yeah.
So you know how you call everyone? You're just like, hey, gal. It's literally just that. It's just a nickname. There's nothing really in it.
Nah, I reckon daddy's got way more sexual innuendo in it than just saying, hey, girl. I mean, daddy's got a dirty element to it.
Maybe
let's be
for
honest.
Some people, but I don't mean it in that way.
So you'd call a guy just down the street that you just met that you're going for coffee with, hey, daddy, how are you?
So normally I'd call them, so say if they live in Shep, I'd be like, hey, Shep Daddy, or...
Now, someone who's very perplexed by this whole thing because he really doesn't understand the youth of today because he's super old is the actual dad on our team, Boss Benny. Morning, Benny.
Be careful where you tread there, Miss Cheney.
So tell us why you're so confused by that, because I reckon Brooke made that pretty clear.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Okay, here's why it's confusing, right? So in my day, the term daddy was obviously reserved for potentially like someone who's my age, maybe older, dating someone of Brooke's age. Sugar daddies. Because if you're throwing it away just like a nickname, I dare you girls to both call me daddy from now on in the office because it's perplexing. Hey, daddy, how are you? We got a meeting this morning? Absolutely.
Well, she said she needs a Shep daddy. You can be boss daddy.
Yeah, from now on. True.
If it's just a nickname and that's all it is, boss daddy then, if that's what you want.
Well, all of this chat yesterday then led to the conversation because I came out with the statement, I would love to date my dad. And that was the reaction I got.
Ellie, for those listening, was born in Tasmania, then moved to Perth, but she is born and bred in Tasmania.
No, what I mean is I'm constantly on the lookout for a guy who's like my dad to marry because my dad's a great dude. He treats my mum really well. That's the type of relationship I want. So I want to marry my dad. Well, I don't want to...
A guy like your father.
A guy like my father. Thank you. Thank you, Benny.
When you kiss Gav, do you picture your dad?
Have you ever called Gav daddy?
Oh. No. Let's get away from the daddy stuff.
Gav daddy.
What I want, I feel like I'm being
daddy's hope.
Victimized by the two of you in particular this morning because I made that statement. But I said yesterday, I reckon there's someone else in the Goulburn Valley who will admit that they want to date a person who's like their parent.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to say as well, my mum as well, if I found someone that was like my mum, but I didn't come out and say I want to date my mum like you did, but I'd like to date someone with attributes that are very similar to my mum because she's the perfect mum to me.
Yes.
If that was on Tinder, right, and you were like just after a guy like my dad, do you think that'd get swapped?
You would, but not the people you want. That's for sure.
Good call there,
Oh, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, back me up here, please. Do you want to date or are you dating or married to someone who's like your parent and you're happy to admit that because they're great people? They're the person who raised you. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Monique from Shep. Monique, do you want to date someone like your parent or are you dating someone like your parent?
So I have a story that's very same, but also very opposite. I have recently gotten out of a relationship and he was the spawn of my father.
Oh, really? Did you grow up not getting along with your dad?
No. So my dad was not a great person with my mum. Mm. He was a liar and he was a cheater. Me and my ex have just broken up because he cheated on me and he lied to me for 3 years.
Oh, Monique, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's horrible. Do you think no part of you was attracted to him without realising that that's the underlying thing, kind of like your mother?
Yeah. Yeah, and I very much do think that. Like, my mum said it to me the whole time that we were in the relationship that, like, you know, you're dating your father.
Wow.
So I was like, no, I'm not. No, no way. And then now that I've, like, left the relationship and I can look back on it without my rose-coloured glasses, I can so see it.
And you learn a lot. I mean, I've been through a similar experience where I got cheated on. You learn so much from those experiences. And now the next relationship you have, you'll know what to look for and you know the red flags.
Yes.
And the other thing is, Monique, maybe, and it's a different twist here, maybe you need to date someone more like your mum.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, my mum's amazing, but she's also like, so my mum and my dad have been split up for 20 plus years and she's never gotten with someone. So
really?
I don't really want to be like my mum neither.
Or just go adopt 10 cats today and live the rest of your life, living your best life.
Nah, come with me to the deck on a Saturday. I'll take you out, girl. I'll wingman you.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, let's go to Kate from Nathalia. Kate, what are your thoughts on this? Do you want to date someone like your parent?
Absolutely. And do you know what, Ellie? You are on the money because I work in child welfare and psychologically and developmentally, it's very appropriate if you're seeking a parent seeking a partner similar to a parent. It means that they have modelled an exceptional relationship for you. It means your attachment to them is really strong. It means they succeeded. They did it right. They raised an awesome human.
Good to know, Kate, especially for us because we have really good relationships with Ellie's, obviously with her father and me with my mother. What about those like the previous caller who didn't have a great relationship with their father? What about those situations?
Yeah, so that's more worrying. If you don't want to date someone like a parent, it doesn't mean you're doomed as a human and it doesn't mean they did a terrible job, but it means that, you know, that you're seeing, you know, things in that person that you don't want to emulate in your life and for your own children. And biologically, you don't always think like that when you're seeking a partner in your early 20s or late teens, but it's definitely in there somewhere.
Yeah, right. That's so fascinating. I'm going to play this back for my dad and he's going to be so stoked that you said that. He'll be like, yeah, I got it right. Woohoo. Really interesting. Thanks so much, Kate.
No worries. So there's this phase that young children go through. It's called the Oedipal phase where, you know, young children do that thing where like, I want to marry mummy, I want to marry daddy. And the other parent says, well, you can't. I already married mummy. You already married daddy.
Yeah.
And they eventually get through it. And that is a really significant part of a child's development psychologically.
Is it weird that I used to say I wanted to marry a babysitter?
not included there. Just,
both my mum and the babysitter. Okay. I had high hopes, Kate.
And he's still casting a wide net to this day. Anyone with a heartbeat, really.
Yeah, or if my mum's listening.
Well, thanks so much for your call this morning, Kate. That's awesome.
No worries. Have fun.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
New conspiracy alert, guys. You know I love one. This one is a no-brainer. Recently, I saw aliens in Kyala South. Just on the
you didn't.
I did.
You saw a light in the sky that was probably a star.
Right. How many people called this show saying they saw the aliens as well?
Yes, and how many people in this region are crazy sometimes?
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, I'm not.
Says a snob from Perth.
No, in every region. I'm just saying, like, in our yes, there's some crazy.
Keep digging. Goblin Valley.
I love the region. I didn't say I didn't love the region.
I don't think you're crazy, guys. I love every single one of you that's listening right now.
I just don't believe in aliens coming down to Earth to spy on us.
Just because we do doesn't mean you have to pick on us. Greta Thunberg. You may know her as the chick from the climate change stuff.
How dare you?
That one. You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
That was beautiful.
That's
was
how she
really
talks.
Nice. Yeah.
16-year-old from Sweden. She started like this climate change movement. Is that what you'd say? Is that what she's done?
She didn't start it, but like she jumped on it and has made a lot of impact from it. So good on her.
And she sounds like she's always going to cry when she talks.
How dare you?
She has a braid, a signature braid, and that signature like stern look. Take that into note because that's very much comes into play with this conspiracy theory. A photo has been unearthed. Right, from 1898, three kids working in a gold mine in northwest Canada. One of those girls is Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
How dare you assume that? What do you mean? Just like, oh, God.
Okay. Goulburn Valley.
Are you going to put us through this right now? This is ridiculous.
Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. Hit GV on Instagram on the stories for both. I've put up a photo of her from almost 120 years ago. I'm not the one who started this conspiracy theory, I might add. This is going viral overnight. Everyone's talking about it this morning and people are saying it has to be her. We all have doppelgangers out there, right? Mine's one of the bouncers at the deck. Yours is the emoji. We just established that on the show yesterday, right?
The shocked emoji.
This is not a doppelganger. This is real life Greta Thunberg. It makes sense that she's some climate change activist because she's been in the past. She's now in the future. She's seen how the world changes, and that is why she's such a climate change activist. Producer Brooke, you've seen the photo. Is it her or not?
100% it's her.
Oh, thank you. Brooke, don't let him run with these ideas. You need to nip it in the bud with Josiah. Otherwise, this could be a week-long thing that he's banging on about Greta being from the 1800s.
She is. She's a time traveller.
Okay, I just want to say one word. Okay, two words that's melded into one. Photoshop.
How is that Photoshop?
Someone's photoshopped a face on
No way.
They can't. And Brooke, even to back this up as well, they've shown the original photo. Like, this is an original piece that can't be photoshopped. The photo was taken in 1898. Like, there's no Photoshop taken.
Yeah, but you can. Okay, if anyone in the Golden Valley is listening now and you are proficient in Photoshop, please get in touch with us.
No. They've gone on the news. There's a video of them showing the original. Like, it's come out of the archives.
Take it to Kmart and go to the digital centre and get printed out on like old
Ellie,
school paper.
You like this Greta chick, right?
Yeah, I like Greta. She's cool.
You know what she's saying to you right now?
What?
How dare you?
Of course. Of course.
She's not happy. She's on my side for this one. You're normally on her side. Now she's on my side.
If someone can do Photoshop, please, as an example, Photoshop my face on this photo and you'll see how easy it is to do. Please.
Goulburn Valley, hit us up on the Instagram account. Hit GV after you've seen it. Tell us your thoughts. Your team Ellie or team Josiah on this one, or call us 13 12 16 because we will get your calls on later in the show. She is a time traveller. I will not rest till this is proven.
Oh, God. You're not going to rest then, bud.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I read an article yesterday that really stood out to me, Josiah, because lately I've been telling you heaps. I've been really craving like going on a beach holiday or just getting away. It's been ages since my last holiday.
Oh, you don't whinge to people that don't ever get holidays that are listening right now. Not to mention, Ellie, who doesn't want a holiday?
I know. Okay, you're right. But I feel like as we're getting closer towards the end of the year, you and I do have a break coming up over Christmas. I am just hanging out.
Yeah, but we get 3 weeks because we're lucky that we've got an easy job. What about all the farmers, fruit farmers? This is their busiest time of year over Christmas.
I'm not detracting from that. I get it. Everyone wants a holiday. We're all in this together, guys. We're all hard workers.
That's right. Keep whinging, though. We're here waiting. Sit here, sipping my coffee, listening to you.
A psychologist has come out and said that stress is a fact of everyday life. We know that, you know, getting kids out the door, dealing with work deadlines. But when stress builds up, our body shows us signs that it needs a real reset.
I'm sorry, but you drinking 3 for 20 espresso martinis at the deck in a pint glass is not stress.
Bro, that is how I cope.
Exactly. It's self-induced stress.
Anyway, she said that one of the biggest indicators that you need a holiday is getting memory issues.
Oh, well, have you heard Screw Up Fridays, our segment? That's basically a whole segment based on us losing memory throughout the week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, memory issues are one of the clear signs that something in your life needs to change. If you're feeling forgetful and not able to recall information clearly, you might need a break. So I wanted to test this theory this morning. Now, I told you last week I came into the studio and I forgot the alarm code. Every single morning for the last 2 years, I've gotten into this place, I've typed in that same alarm code. I had to look it up in my phone because I forgot it.
How do you just forget like that?
I don't know.
Well, what about last week when we were having a conversation with a friend of ours and I was telling a story? Do you remember this? Yeah. And I was halfway through my story and I just stopped.
You just stopped.
And you guys are like, what? I'm like, I don't know what to say next. I literally didn't know what I was saying. My brain just literally like stopped in its tracks and didn't know how to keep going.
I know. I'm concerned about us, which is why I've employed producer Brooke. Morning, Brooke.
Morning.
Well, she's not employed, but anyway.
Oh, here she is for 6 weeks and then we're cutting her loose. So Brooke is going to give us a little memory test and we're going to see which of you and I needs the holiday the most, and then whoever wins gets the rest of the show off.
I mean,
no, just kidding.
I'd actually be all right with that.
Maybe tomorrow off.
You girls can do the rest of the show without me.
Cute. All right, Brooke, how's this going to work?
Okay, so I've written a little bit of a story,
mm-hmm.
and it's got some details in there that you should be able to remember if you don't need a holiday.
Are we allowed to write down pen and paper?
I feel like no, we're not.
No. Purely memory.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm so bad at this. All right, so you're going to ask us a question about a particular detail at the end
of it.
We're
doing
it now. So I've got 3 questions.
Okay, 3 questions.
I've got 3 questions for you, and let's see who can remember the most.
Cool.
All right, here we go. When you're ready, take it away, Brooke.
So last night I went to the supermarket because I was hungry and I got lost in the aisles because I was looking for mac and cheese. So you know the ones that you can get in the box, they come in like a pack of four.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I really wanted those ones. I couldn't find them, so I had to keep looking. But I went to the noodle aisle because I thought they might be there. You know the one near the Mexican food? Turns out it wasn't actually there. So I started looking around again and then I thought, hey, why don't I get a chocolate mug cake? But they're actually all out of that. And then I'm like, oh, why don't I get mint chocolate biscuits instead? So I went to find them and didn't have any of those either. So I ended up just walking out with some eyelashes.
Oh, come on. There's way too many to remember in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit us with the question.
Okay. So how many were in the pack of mac and cheese?
Oh, Ellie. Oh, names
of buzzers. I know it as well.
Four.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
This, we can't, we're not, it's not like a, you got to write it down, don't you?
No, and then reveal them at the end.
Yeah, write it down, I reckon. Because otherwise... Otherwise, one of you could cheat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ellie knew that I was about to say four.
First to the punch. Quick. Okay. Jump in. No one can see us.
What did the supermarket run out of?
Josiah. Oh, whoa.
I mean, Josiah. Okay.
Which Josiah wants to answer the question?
Names of your buzz.
Mac and cheese.
Correct.
Yes.
But you might also be correct if I said something else.
Noodles. Josiah.
Wrong.
Oh, Josiah, mug cake.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Kind of, that's my memory.
Final question.
This is the tiebreaker.
Do you want to answer it, Josiah, or me, Josiah?
I know. This is why I need the holiday.
So this one will prove how well you really listen to me.
Okay.
Why did I go to the supermarket?
Ellie, because you really wanted some mac and cheese.
Wrong.
Because you were really hungry.
Yep.
Yes! I was about to say that, which means I would have won.
Nah, but you didn't, bro.
Oh, happy to lose. I'll get the holiday. Oh.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I just want to send out a massive congratulations to the Queen and Prince Philip. They're spending their 72nd wedding anniversary together.
Love, love, love. 72nd.
That's a lot of years.
That is so many years.
I lie about saying they're spending it together. You'd think after 72 years, you'd make out. You'd watch a movie, candlelit dinner.
Do you still make out when you're in your 90s?
We'll have to ask them because guess what? They spent their anniversary 110 miles apart.
Of course they did.
The Queen
Romance is dead, guys.
Queen was on royal duties at Buckingham Palace and Prince Philip, he was up at Sandringham. Obviously, he's just taking it easy there. He's a little bit older at the moment. He's 98 years old. She's 93. Hey, you know when you turn 100 and you get a letter from the Queen? Does Prince... he's got 2 years to go. Does his missus just send him a... Does she write a little letter and just sign it saying, here you go, buddy?
100%. 100%. And you know what? She chucks a nude in there as well.
Oh, Ellie, how dare you...
No, too much.
You can't speak about the royal family.
Sorry, Lizzie. Sorry, we do have a poster of Queen Lizzie on our wall in the studio. I apologise, Liz.
You could talk about anyone but the royal family in that light.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
Unless it's Prince Andrew.
Or Harry.
No, big 72 years. My goodness, that is a lot.
It is. And I feel like 72, when you get to that mark, you should be really jazzing up the romance because surely the romance was dead like 62 years ago.
What do you reckon Philip does to jazz things up a bit?
I reckon he's a real, like a sucker for a rose in his mouth. You know how like when you tango, you put a rose in the mouth and like...
I've got a couple of friends that know members of the royal family.
Of course you do.
And no, this is no joke. Prince Philip, he wore a candy G-string for her. Can I say that?
I don't know. I'm talking about the Queen sending nudes, so really there's no lines.
I thought you'd get in trouble for talking about the royal family in radio.
You probably do, to be honest.
Well, Prince Philip in a candy G-banger is an interesting thought. Yuck. Put that in your minds today, Goulburn Valley. No, I do want to talk about couples, though, that spend these moments apart, that actually live apart, because these two are doing it quite a lot because he's obviously in Sandringham because he is a lot older now. He had that health scare last year, and the Queen still has to be on royal duties pretty well 24/7 down at Buckingham. So they're doing a lot of their time living apart now.
Yeah, and it's quite common, especially for, you know, FIFO workers and stuff in particular, that couples are more and more these days not living together. Like I've got a friend who they're married and he lives with his parents and she lives with her parents.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
Isn't that bizarre? I think it's a financial reason and then they couldn't both stay. There wasn't enough room for them both in the same place or something. It's only temporary, I think, while they're buying a house.
Of course.
But that's – like they're in the same city but in different houses.
I always think, do you know what would be the ultimate almost? if you, and a lot of married couples of like 20 years are like, yes, we agree. Say you've got a job in Shep, but your partner lives in Melbourne. So you work here like Monday to Friday or something.
Yeah.
And then you go and spend the weekend. So you get the best of both worlds. You get, all lovey-dovey on the weekends when you see them. And then Monday to Friday, you just work hard.
I feel you, because I'm in a long-distance relationship at the moment. My boyfriend lives in Perth. We were literally talking about it last night. I was like, man, long distance is so bloody hard. I'm so over it. He goes, yeah, but like it's so nice when we see each other. He loves it. I reckon he genuinely loves the fact that we live apart, because then, you know, he's off the hook for 3 weeks of the month and then for 4 days he's on.
I don't know how anyone could like enjoy that. Although some married couples do, like your friend. There are other couples you hear about. They go 6 months apart. They'll go a few weeks. I met a guy the other day, actually, who works in the mines.
Mm.
And so his missus lives down here. And he goes back for, a couple of months while he works there. And then they come back and they make it work.
Exactly. 13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. Do you live apart from your partner, but you're married? You're happily married. You just don't live together.
Do you know somebody? Are your parents like this? Are you like this? 13, 12, 16.
Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, do you?
I hate to burst the bubble, guys. I did. My friend's parents had that for years. He was doing like an engineering job in Vanuatu and she was here in Victoria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They did that for about 15 years and seemed really happy. And then she flew over to surprise him for, I think, their 30-year anniversary and discovered that he has a secret family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart just dropped. I was getting ready to like believe in love again and oh my goodness.
Imagine being that woman. Did they end up working through it or did they just end it there and then?
Ended it there and then. He had like 2 kids.
Oh my, how do you keep that a secret? Did he not have social media? He was one of those people who doesn't have Facebook, wasn't he?
No, well, he's a man in his 60s.
Yeah, fair enough.
The other thing is, as a woman as well, even for men listening when your partner's away, surely you pick up on signs with that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. She was very easygoing. I think he just had convinced all his kids and stuff didn't know.
Oh,
in
so
Australia. Like, he lived in separate houses. Oh, messy.
Well, who knows? Anyway. Maybe there's more more Queen and Prince Philip kids out there that we don't know about, you know? Maybe Prince Philip's been doing the dodge. All right, thanks for your call, Anna.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
For now, there's a lot of news stories doing the rounds this morning. One about the intense fire danger rating that we've got today and another about a hand grenade in Murchison. What do we start with? Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 News joins us now. Morning, Lex.
Good morning, guys. Yes, very much a serious news day on our front, I guess, today with the fire danger. So as we know, there's a total fire ban across the state, but in our area, there's what they call a code red, which is the highest rating of fire danger. And it means that if you live in a bush area, you've been told to leave your home. Probably a lot of listeners and you guys as well would have gotten that alert from Vic Emergency last night, telling them that it's a code red. If you're in one of these dangerous areas, you need to leave now to be, you know, at your safest.
Yeah, and absolutely. With 42 degree heat and high winds expected today, Lex, it's an absolute must. Plus, you mix that with the dry air that we're having lately and the dust and stuff. It's a recipe for disaster. It's better to be overprepared than the opposite, right?
Exactly right. And what the authorities are saying is that the highest danger will be between 11 and 3. And as a result of this, a number of schools across the region, I'll point out, have been closed today. So they're not open. And that includes, I guess, in our local area, Kyala Central Primary. There's also Ardmona Primary that's closed. So a lot of schools, a full list of them is up online at the moment, just to prevent, you know, kids from having to go to school and potentially, you know, risk this, fire danger.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to put a link to the Department of Education website where you can see all the school closures on our Instagram.
Parents, if you're waking up right now, make sure you jump on that website and check it before you do get your kids ready for school, because I think, Lex, that list has grown even more overnight. So make sure you do check it out, parents.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, you stay safe if you're out there covering those fires today, Lexi, please.
Yes, I will do. And just quickly, I guess it's a small story, but it's very significant for Murchison. Yesterday afternoon, there was an allegedly very big discovery made by police who were executing a search warrant. They alleged that they found on High Road, which is near the caravan park, cannabis, cocaine and an explosive device.
This hand grenade was live, wasn't it?
Well, they alleged that it was. They did an evacuation and then the device was deemed safe. So nothing terrible happened, thank goodness. But a 20-year-old man has been charged and he's going to face court today.
Wow. And do they know why he had a hand grenade on him or anything like that? Because this is fascinating.
Well, I know. It definitely is. It's not something you really hear about every day, but I guess it's one of those ones that we're going to have to wait in court until, a few more details come to light. But, yeah, definitely something shaking up Murchison yesterday.
Absolutely. I drove through the town around the time that it happened and didn't see anything. I must have missed it, Lex, but we do. Today's obviously a Thursday. You normally join us on a Friday. So give us an update when you join us in studio tomorrow. And best of luck today because it's going to be a very busy day for you on the road as well.
Thanks, guys. And best of luck to you guys and obviously the community as well. Stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you check Channel 9 out tonight for the full coverage and make sure you keep it here on Hit all day today because we will be continually updating you. We are your main live source that you guys need to go to.
Yeah, if anything happens, if any emergencies are put in place, then we're your go-to, guys.
We'll be live all day.
Yeah.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.